after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli. Okay, how you spend your time with us is important. How we spend our time with you is more important. In this half hour, we're going to help you find a job. There's a great website, Richie, called Jobs Miner, which we're going to overview with a fellow who started it. It happens to be an Israeli guy, as a matter of fact. Jobsminer.com. You may want to check that out. It is a big help to lots and lots of people. In the meantime, I would like us to think about smiles, where they start. You know the smile? Starting on your lips, mm-hmm. and then it becomes a grin, and it spreads to your eyes. Chuckle comes from your belly. A good laugh, where does it come? Many people think the best laughs come from your soul, which I think is very cool. And you're really into something, it's soulful in a manner of speaking, yeah? So we'll see if we can find a few of those. We'll find a few of those spots with you in a moment as we review some of the classic lines from Hollywood Squares. Uh-oh. We'll have some laughter at 10 after right after this on Good Day.
Hey, there he is.
What appearance.
Oh, unfortunately. I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now, let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now, that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
10 and change past the hour, a little laughter at 10 past. One of the most prolific performers on Hollywood Squares ever was Paul Lynde. And I don't know, show ought to come. Whoopi Goldberg owns this show now. And it was on, Bergeron hosted it for what, 3-4 years?
Yeah.
Came back.
She was the center square for a while.
Right, yeah. But when Lynde was the center square, great lines. Do female frogs croak? Question asked to Paul Lynde. His answer, if you hold their heads underwater long enough. If you're going to make a parachute jump, at least how high should you be? Charlie Weaver said, 3 days of steady drinking ought to do the job. This was in the days when they didn't script anything. And when Whoopi hosted it, all of the lines were scripted. Everything was rehearsed when it was hosted by, I can see him, but I can't remember his name. When these guys were all on it, when the characters like Rich Little was on it, Rosemarie was on it all the time, Tody Fields, Paul Lynn, Charlie Weaver, that bunch. I forget who the, I can see him, Peter Marshall.
Peter Marshall, yeah, there you go.
Anyway, so let's see here. True or false, a pea can last as long as 5,000 years. George Gobel said, boy, it sure seems that way sometimes. Yeah. Okay, next question. You've been having trouble going to sleep. Are you probably a man or a woman? Don Knotts' answer, that's what has been keeping me awake.
Don Knotts is too funny.
He was. All right. Maybe these aren't as funny as I thought they were. Which of your five senses tends to diminish as you get older? Charlie Weaver said his sense of decency. In Hawaiian, does it make... does it take more than three words to say I love you? Vincent Price, no, you can say it with a pineapple and a 20. All right, let's see. Is bowling, in bowling, what's a perfect score? Rosemarie, Ralph, the pin boy.
Oh.
Poor Ralph.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Can boys join the campfire girls? Marty Allen, only after lights out.
Nice.
Oh.
John Davidson was the host of that from 86 to 89.
Yeah, Davidson was, yeah, right. Jackie Gleason recently revealed that his that he firmly believes in that. No, no, no. All right, anyway, my attempt may not have been as wholesome or as wonderful as I thought it was, but I can remember having lost a laugh.
Most of the good ones you can't read anymore.
Exactly.
I'm editing it as I go along here.
Back in those days, you were allowed to get away with a lot more.
And Paul Lynde had some really
screamers.
Some of that stuff. All right, in a moment, we're going to meet a gentleman who's created a website to help you find a new job. Jobs Miner. You may want to check this out online, jobsminer.com, in the focus here in a moment on Good Day.
I drank emergency to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergency. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergency. Feel the good.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
After the hour, Jennifer Horan, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, and a gentleman named Ron Enoch, who has been an internet business person, Richie, for a long time, kind of an entrepreneur, an interesting fellow in that he has joined many people in Israel. Remember when I was there a month or so ago, I talked about all of the startups?
Yeah.
Israel has the fourth largest economy in the world. And one of the reasons is because they have created, they have been able to do research and create online tons and tons of very special and interesting websites. And the technology that goes behind them, they've built a lot of technology in Israel. I think it's second only to Silicon Valley in terms of startups and things that would be considered part of the new age of technology. Anyway, so Mr. Enoch has created here recently JobMiner, J-O-B-M-I-N-E-R, JobMiner.com to help people find jobs. Rand, thank you for being here. Tell us how this works, will you?
Hi, good morning. First of all, it's JobsMiner with an S.com.
Okay? JobsMiner, J-O-B-S-M-I-N-E-R. Okay, got it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, JobsMiner is essentially the first job search engine covering all leading social networks. According to a recent industry survey, one in six employees uses social media to find their current job, and about 54% of all job seekers are using Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter to find jobs.
Yeah, a lot of people go in America, a lot of people go or have gone to a place like monster.com,
Right, Richie, isn't that something that's been used?
Sure, but yeah, that's different. That's where employers go to post jobs, and where this is different and from what I'm seeing and kind of neat is that it includes the social marketing, the social networking aspect of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so keep going around. Explain how people can use this to find a job.
Okay, so all they have to do is enter jobsminer.com, enter what they are looking for, what job titles they are interested in, and state where they want it to be found in the state, city, or zip code. And we aggregate, we find them recent job postings on all leading social networks, for example, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, including blogs, forums, and so on. We put all the information, all the job offerings in a single website, very easy and very fast to use, very straightforward.
All right, so I just entered in to see how this worked. I want a radio job in Massachusetts. All right? I'm just clicking on search now. It's going. So you developed the software. This is a software program, in essence, right?
It's exactly. It's a website, the software program.
Yep.
That aggregates all the information from all the websites, puts them all in the same place.
All right, so look at this, Richie.
Yeah.
There's a job offer in Concord, Massachusetts for a radio operator. There's a job offer for a radio comedian.
After that last segment, you might want to go for the board opposition.
Thank you, Jennifer.
No problem.
Let's see here. A communications security repair job in Westfield, Massachusetts. Let's see. I'm just keeping that. So this is pretty
I've got a simple
concept to figure out here.
I've got about 20 hits on Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And it's neat because it says just now on Twitter, 2 hours ago on Facebook,
yeah.
7 hours ago on Facebook, 11 hours ago on Facebook, Twitter,
yeah.
Account executive, web developer, director, author. Yeah.
So
this is cool. I like it.
It is kind of cool. Here's a job offer for a radio communication security repair person down in East Greenwich, Rhode Island. So it finds what's in the area. Now, this is, I'm going to pay you a tribute, Ron. There's a certain amount of genius involved. For those of us who are average when it comes to understanding the new technology, maybe it's not so difficult. It's more ideas than anything else, isn't it? I mean, you can learn how to program this stuff. It's the ideas that matter. Is that right?
It's exactly the idea, and it's a unique technology because when people post on social networks job offers, they're not using the general posts which we find on job boards or on company websites. They're usually using a day-to-day language. And what we're doing, we're crawling and we're translating this language, this natural language, into job offers. And we remove all the noises, all the non-relevant job offers, and only show the ones that are relevant to your search.
See, this would be something if I were looking for somebody on the farm. I'd post it, and this would find it, right? Is that how it works, Ron?
Exactly. If you posted it on that public post, then you should find it.
Then you'll find it. So the software grabs all this stuff, Richie. It's like if I'm looking for a car. I mean, this has just been an application and a specific application.
So if you're an employer, and you just put it on a public post.
Put it up there, and it's going to find it if you're looking for it. JobsMiner, JobsMiner.com. Ron Enoch, good work. Thank you. 21 after the hour, and good day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Claire, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
It can be so difficult at work, people get so depressed that the suicide rate has increased by 180% at work. Richie, you've never contemplated suicide working with me, have you?
Working with you?
No, I've contemplated murder, but not suicide.
Kill my boss!
Do I dare live out the American dream?
Swiss woman has died of starvation after going on an all-sunlight diet. She didn't eat any food or drink any water. All she did was expose herself to sunlight for her nutrients. They say she died of starvation. No, she died of stupidity. Die of starvation, that's what it's called.
Did you hear about this? Yesterday, a Delta flight was quarantined because they thought a passenger had monkeypox. Yeah, the passenger was uncomfortable, achy, and sweaty, which incidentally are also the symptoms of flying Delta. There he is. Luckily, though, it turns out the passenger didn't have monkeypox after all. They were like, look, the good news is you don't have monkeypox. The bad news is you're a person who looks like they have monkeypox.
The stars are out on Saturday for the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Both President Obama and Jimmy Kimmel brought the laughs, actually some pretty funny stuff. In the intro, Obama took shots at Mitt Romney, the Secret Service, thanked Congress for taking time from their exhausting schedule of not passing any laws to attend the dinner, poked fun at Hillary Clinton, saying she can't stop drunk texting me from Cartagena. Anyway, Kimmel took the stage to poke fun at the president, and you know, the Secret Service certainly in the focus as well.
Well, thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, Mr. President, salam. It is wonderful to be here. They told me this would be a very high-profile event with some of the most powerful people in the world. They did not tell me I'd be looking directly into Sofia Vergara's cleavage. I saw you texting. Sofia is from Colombia. This is what women look like in Colombia. What do you expect the Secret Service to do? Mr. President, I know you won't be able to laugh at any of my jokes about the Secret Service, so cover your ears if that's physically possible. I do have a lot of jokes about the Secret Service. You know, I told them for $800 I wouldn't tell them, but they only offered $30, so.
I hear Jimmy Kimmel at the Correspondents' Dinner jokes about Obama being a one-term president.
It's a thrill for me to be here with the president, a man who has, I think, done his best to guide us through some very difficult times and paid a heavy price for it. You know, there's a term for guys like President Obama. Probably not two terms, but there is. Even some of your fellow Democrats think you're a pushover, Mr. President. They would like to see you stick to your guns. And if you don't have any guns, they would like to see you ask Eric Holder to get some for you.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel at the Correspondents' Dinner joking about some of the congressional leaders in attendance.
Unfortunately, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, isn't. Apparently, yours aren't the only dinner invitations he declines, Mrs. Obama. Don't take it personally, though. He's probably just afraid someone will ask him to pass the salt and he won't have the votes. Eric Cantor couldn't be here tonight. He's at the gym working out his gavel arm. This Boehner-Cantor feud fascinates me. As most of you know, it started during the debt ceiling negotiations when they couldn't agree on the wording of the ransom note, and it went downhill from there. Interesting fact about Speaker Boehner, the reason he smokes so many cigarettes is his tears keep putting them out. Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi isn't here tonight either, but her lipstick is. It's on my glass, I think, from last year. Nancy Pelosi believes in lipstick the same way she believes in government. Too much is never enough.
Not too many laughs on that one. All right, so anyway, Jimmy Kimmel and the White House Correspondents' Dinner over the weekend. Saw a lot of video and heard a lot of sound on that over the weekend. 28 past the hour on the Good Day program.
We're off to see the wizard again and to meet the man behind the curtain. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
No trickery, wizard. Give me the book.
Terms first. In exchange for the Book of Binyaru, the Wicked Witch of the West, to hereby agree to never ever again attack the City of Emeralds.
That's Emmy winner Christopher Lloyd as the great and powerful Oz in Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, a film that began as a TV miniseries, then got theatrical release, and is now on DVD and Blu-ray. In this sequel, Dorothy returns to Kansas after her Oz adventure, but in time the evil witch follows her, desperate to recover the key to a book of black magic. As always, Lloyd is a delight to watch, and he told AARP the magazine's Meg Guroff, it was fun to tackle one of the most familiar characters in American literature.
Of course I like the character, that's always paramount, and it's just such a wonderful story. It's whimsical, full of fantasy and magic and mystery.
You didn't feel bound by the portrayal of the wizard in the 1939 film?
No, I don't feel it contradicts the original. I'd say it's its own thing.
Lloyd has also been doing a lot of stage work recently, and he told Meg that as he gets older, he finds he gets better at his craft.
I feel as I mature, as you might say, I kind of learned how to be more available to myself, my feelings, my perceptions. I'm getting a lot of roles that are kind of tagged as grandpas, and I'm enjoying it. Each grandpa is a different person, has had a lifetime of different experiences, and I just feel that I'm learning to work and be able to bring all that to bear on the roles I get with more confidence than 20 years ago, 10 years ago, or certainly 50 years ago. Oh, as long as I can keep doing it now, I will.
Dorothy and the Witches of Oz, starring Christopher Lloyd, is on DVD and...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli. We'll be joined in a few minutes by Peter Janney, who has an interesting, really pretty outrageous story to tell.
It's kind of crazy.
It really is kind of crazy. Speaking of crazy stories, the Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, is here. As you know, she's responsible for all those deals that you see at DougStefan.com every day. Food, things for your home, things for your life. So Roberta likes to add a little extra special salt when it comes to special deals that she has.
Oh, yes. So check out the Queen of Cheap section at DougStefan.com. You're going to see lots of free food on there today and a great deal from Bath & Body Works. And here's another great deal from a company called Vitacost.com, because as you know, Doug, until now, grocery shoppers had two choices. You could go to the stores with the low prices, like, you know, the 99-cent stores and the Walmarts, but the products are kind of iffy, or you go to the stores with the healthy products, like the Whole Foods-type places, but the prices can be just through the roof. But Vitacost.com, they have natural and organic foods. They've got your household essentials, your vitamins and supplements, all at up to 50% off. Makes the Queen of Cheap real happy. And as a plus, all orders over $49 shipped to your door absolutely free. So what you get whole food products at Walmart prices. That's a good way of putting it. Just think of it as Mominomics. So take your shopping list to Vitacost.com. Doug, take the cost out of healthy living.
Let me help you with health as well. Those of you who are interested in losing weight and you want to start doing it right away, here's a product that promotes weight loss. You've heard me talking about TH121, Terrific Health 121. It's an excellent anti-aging supplement. It curbs your appetite. It improves the utilization of your fatty acids. And so instead of getting all jigged up with things that then give you the jitters and your heart races and you stay awake at night, this unique combination of antioxidants and TH121 enhances the part of your body that is interested in keeping you healthy. You know, there are more cells in your body that want you to be healthy than not. They think. Cells think. So if you want to get the fat burned, you want to get rid of the sugar, then you start with TH121. You cannot beat this product for losing weight. I can't recommend it strongly enough. And the reason the company is sure this will work, they put their money where their mouth is. You buy one jar of TH121, you get the second 30-day supply, second jar of TH121 free when you call now, 800-525-2710. That's 800-525-2710. You don't have to choose between living healthier and looking better. They come together with TH121. Get the free bottle offer at 800-525-2710. Think about it right now and call. The results are guaranteed or your money back. Terrific Health, TH121, 800-525-2710.
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy.
I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
How you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about looking behind you instead of in front of you. Well, how many times have you been told, always look forward, never look back, never look at the past, never look where you've been, but always take a look at where you're going? You know what? That's not true. Do you know that each and every day, and probably right now, you are looking back into the past? You are looking where you were and what's coming up for you in the future. What am I talking about? The rear view mirror. We use it every day to determine where we were and what cars are coming up, who's behind us, how close are they, and then we begin to predict our moves and the future. The same thing is true of life. We do need to look back as to where we were. We do need to look back as to where people are going ahead of us or with us, and then we make our plans for life, our plans for the future. Look ahead, but look behind first and keep on driving straight. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
Connect with the Doug Steffen Good Day program every day, either at 800-510-8255. On the web, you can send me email, doug@dougsteffen.com. Our Facebook connection, facebook.com/goodday, and Twitter at Good Day. All ways for you when you hear things, you may want to respond, you may want to have some input. This is the kind of story that always brings people around to thinking all kinds of thoughts, as a matter of fact. Peter Janney is with us. He's the author of a book called Mary's Mosaic. Now, I'm not usually in the mood to talk to people about what they've written in a book. Unless there's something really compelling in it. So, Peter, you have a story that relates to your family. It relates to something that we all are connected to as Americans, the death of JFK. And there's a third party in this. So welcome. And I say that because I look at this story and I think about what Jack Anderson told me a long time ago regarding the assassination of John F. Kennedy and who he thought was responsible for it. How does all of that tie into the story about this lady, Mary Meyer, about whom you write?
Good morning, Doug. Well, this is a story about a very courageous human being and a very beautiful woman who was the lover of President Kennedy in a very serious relationship during the last 2 years of his life while he was in the White House. And Mary Pinchot Meyer was mysteriously murdered 11 months later after President Kennedy, in broad daylight as she walked along the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal towpath, which is located in Georgetown in Washington. And the alleged assailant was a black African-American laborer who was framed in the case. He was acquitted at trial 9 months later in July of 1965 through the help of the legendary African-American attorney Dovie Rowntree, who is very famous. And the case was never solved. The murder has been unsolved until now. And the reason is that I knew Mary Meyer's family. I was best friends with one of her children when I was 9 years old. Mary Meyer and my mother went to Vassar College together. My father and Mary's husband, Cord Meyer, were CIA colleagues together at the Central Intelligence Agency.
All right, let's stop there. So okay. Mary Meyer's father was in the CIA, and your father was in the CIA. Do I have right?
Mary Meyer's husband.
Husband, yes. In the CIA, your father in the CIA, and they knew each other and worked together.
Correct.
All right. So the plot thickens.
The plot thickens, and of course, Mary Meyer divorced her husband. She had long been outspoken critic of both Alan Dulles and the Central Intelligence Agency. And after Dulles, she was even more so and spent the final year of her life putting the pieces together of what really had happened in Dulles in her diary. And after the Warren Report was released, I maintain, through some evidence, that she was really furious about it, and she was a courageous enough human being that she planned to go public and reveal not only her affair with the late president, but what she had discovered. And the CIA was aware of what she was up to, and that's when they decided to, as they say in the agency, terminate her.
She was also sister-in-law to Ben Bradley, longtime editor at the Washington Post, right?
That's correct. And on the day of the murder, it was my father, Wister Janney, who called Ben Bradley shortly after the murder had taken place, probably within an hour and a half, no more than 2 hours. It was just after lunch, according to Ben Bradley. That's what he wrote in his 1995 memoir. And my father called Ben Bradley and informed him that someone on the towpath had been shot, and by the sound of the description, he said it sounded like Mary Meyer. Of course, the police didn't know the identity of the victim until that evening at approximately 6 o'clock when Ben Bradley went to the morgue in Washington and identified her. But my father also called Cord Meyer that afternoon, who happened to be in New York for the day.
The former husband.
The former husband, that's correct. So it's fascinating to see that, you know, people at the highest levels of the CIA knew who the victim was even before she had been identified.
Do you suspect your father in any of this?
I suspect my father was involved in the conspiracy to take out Mary Meyer, yes.
Your father was involved in...
Do you have any evidence of your father? Did you find anything linking your father to this conspiracy?
Well, I think it's just, you know, beyond ironical that my father, who did not like Mary Meyer, tells Ben Bradley, you know, that he was listening to the radio,
right,
and he heard this report, and so
nonsense.
He calls Ben Bradley.
Right. Okay, that's nonsense. Peter Janney is with us, the author of Mary's Mosaic. You're hearing the story of this woman who was a lover of JFK's. She had the goods. She wrote it in a diary that disappeared, in fact, right?
That's correct. It was a mad rush to discover her diary, and allegedly the diary was turned over to the chief of counterintelligence at CIA. His name was Jim Angleton. He's a very legendary figure of the Cold War era.
And he took the diary?
He took the diary.
And nobody knows what's happened to it since then?
No, except that one author by the name of Leo Damore, who has since departed us, I think came into possession of it. And Leo Damore was the first author back in the late 1980s to begin researching this story. And he told his attorney in March of 1993, 2 years before his own alleged suicide, that he had the diary in his possession and that he had talked to the actual CIA assassin who had murdered Mary.
So, go ahead, Richie. Is there enough evidence here for you to actually have somebody bring a case? And then, if so, would you be implicating your father passed away?
Yes, he has.
Okay. Would you be implicating your father, and would your father be charged? Or is there anybody even alive still that could be charged?
Well, we don't know the real identity of the CIA assassin. His alias was William L. Mitchell. He was listed in the Pentagon Department of Defense directory in the fall of 1964. He testified at the trial in 1965 in order to support Crump's guilt. But because of this legendary attorney, Dovie Rountree, the jury acquitted Ray Crump because there was never any real forensic evidence that linked Ray Crump to either Mary Meyer or the crime scene.
See, this is the kind of thing that people in their heart of hearts know the CIA is capable of doing. We all know, those of us, even those who aren't conspiratorialists, you know that they're dirty, they're rotten, that they do things like this, and people say, well, we need to have them to protect us. Maybe we do. We don't need them to kill people who would implicate in this circumstance the double dealings of at least agents, if not the agency, right, in matters like this.
You were able to get away with a lot more back then, too, although now I'm sure that some of the stuff still goes on. Hey, my last question. Mary Meyer was sleeping with JFK up until the day he was assassinated.
Yes.
We just learned about an intern at JFK a few months ago. She was all over the Today Show. She was like a co-host for a week on the Today Show. She was sleeping. This guy was busy.
Yes, yes, he was very
busy. Well, we all knew that. That's not news. I mean, that's not. There's nothing newsy about him having an affair.
How did the guy have time to be the president and have two affairs?
Two? He had dozens of affairs. The guy, and that was why John Kennedy's father gave Jacqueline $1 million, because she was fed up with it and she wanted to leave, and old man Kennedy gave her $1 million to stick around. Other than that, all of this stuff would have blown up, rumors and all that.
Now, you say in your book also that they used to do LSD together?
Well, there is some evidence, I believe, based on everything that I researched, that they probably did one mild LSD or psilocybin.
Lovers love to laugh, sing, and dance. That's not a crime.
That's what LSD is on our show, Mr.
We have laughing, singing, and dancing. All right, so the book is called Mary's Mosaic. Pretty compelling story. Available in bookstores now. Mary's Mosaic. Peter Janney tells the story, implicating, in his own words, his father in the CIA murder of this woman who was a lover and had the story of JFK's assassination never to be told, apparently. We all kind of have our suspicions, though, don't we? Peter, thank you for being here on Good Day. 51 after the hour.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin. Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
A difference of opinion between the president's people and Mitt Romney's people on the topic of bin Laden. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Day after tomorrow, second day of May, the 1 year anniversary of the Navy SEALs operation in which Osama bin Laden was shot and killed at his compound in Pakistan. On the Sunday TV talk shows, bin Laden was a topic of discussion, with the president's re-election advisor, Robert Gibbs, saying bin Laden might not be dead if Mitt Romney had been president. Gibbs, on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday, noting that Romney criticized President Obama a few years back for making the pursuit of Osama bin Laden a priority.
Mitt Romney said that was foolish. He wouldn't do such a thing. That he wouldn't move heaven and earth to get Osama bin Laden.
And Gibbs wasn't done.
Maybe the comments he made a few years ago he admits are wrong, or he's flip-flopped on yet another issue.
Robert Gibbs making his point. As for the counterpoint on this, Mitt Romney's senior campaign advisor Ed Gillespie also appeared on Meet the Press, and he had this to say about the assertions of Robert Gibbs.
Most Americans will see it as a sign of a desperate campaign.
And Gillespie wasn't done in talking about this verbal volleyball on the topic of Osama bin Laden.
Took something that was a unifying event for all Americans, and he's managed to turn it into a divisive partisan political attack.
Certainly not the last divisive partisan political attack we'll see from either side as we inch our way toward Election Day on November 6th. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am?
Quicken Loans? The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
It's a new week on Wall Street. The market was up last Friday. The Dow closing the week at 13,228 with a 24-point gain. S&P up 3 last Friday. NASDAQ ended 19 points higher. Crude oil also up 38 cents a barrel, finishing at $104.93. On Capitol Hill, the bill that would extend lower interest rates on student loans has cleared one chamber of Congress.
The yeas are 215 and the nays are 195. The bill is passed.
Can we get a gavel to make that official? There we go. The Republican-led House passing that bill last Friday. The measure now goes on to the Senate. Rates on millions of student loans would double in July without congressional action on this. More than 10.5 years after 9/11, the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan will soon be the city's tallest building. Later today, a ceremony to be held to mark the fact that one World Trade Center's steel will be the tallest in the city and the Western Hemisphere. Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York calling that an amazing achievement.
It has taken a long time, but this is probably the most complex construction site any place ever.
At 1,776 feet and 104 floors, the new tower will be more than 400 feet taller than the original Twin Towers. Business at the box office this past weekend.
Act like a lady, but think like a man.
The romantic comedy Think Like a Man, number one for a second straight weekend with $18 million. But this coming weekend, Think Like a Man will be pushed aside by The Avengers. The superhero spectacular has already earned a reported $178 million worldwide ahead of its North American opening this Friday. And finally, another in case you missed the story from last Friday, another of the retired space shuttles was carried piggyback on a modified 747. This one flown from Washington, D.C., the Kennedy Airport in New York City. That's the sound of an airliner with a shuttle on top, which did some flyovers of the Statue of Liberty and other landmarks, with thousands of New Yorkers staring up in awe. This shuttle, by the way, is the Enterprise, which never actually flew in space, but was used as a training vehicle during the early years of the shuttle program. This Enterprise will eventually be placed on a barge and taken to its new home, the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum. Here's how some New Yorkers reacted to the experience of watching the Enterprise fly by.
It was really cool, because I've never seen a shuttle ever land in my life.
Never in his life. And that goes back at least 4, maybe 5 years. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.